Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
Good morning. We want to connect with you. Please say hello.
Make sure you say hello and give us a thumbs up as soon as you get in here to let us know you're here.
Or any emoji. Just give us some sort of, what am I trying to say? Some sort of
indication.
Thank you. That's the word. So that we know that you're here.
Indication. Put your pollen tube to work.
You started it in a weird key that I couldn't join in.
I've got weird keys.
He does have weird keys.
They're like that Alicia keys.
Okay. I just read that book. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was. It was very good. Her last name isn't really Keys.
Really? You mean some of these famous people change their names for...
They do. We talked yesterday about Michael J. Fox, and several people put in the comments that they watched the Air movie
Jordan.
We watched that one too. We did a little binging over the weekend. And that one
was... Love some inspiration.
Yes, because it was Ben Affleck and Matt Damon who played in that movie, which I always like
Along with
movies.
A couple other people.
I know. I always like their movies. But anyway, I just love the Michael Jordan story.
It's a good one.
Do you all realize that he got cut from
such a failure.
His high school basketball team. He got cut.
I know he did.
He said, so many people cannot believe that.
He said, not today, Satan.
That is so true, right? I mean, that is just
crazy. He doubled down. He said, you don't know what you're missing here. I'm going to show you.
I actually think that was a gift, though. I think that needed to happen in order to light the fire within him so that he could come back and have that drive, that competitive spirit.
And to know that he doesn't want that again.
Yes, he never wants to feel that way.
Yeah, I got goosebumps.
I mean, I know that I've had some things in my past, and there's been moments where I actually get a visceral feeling inside where I'm like, oh, no. Nobody's going to make me feel that way ever,
and
ever
sometimes
again.
You can know when you're bumping up against that feeling.
Yes.
You know, and you're like, nope, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to push harder. I'm going to push a little bit. I'm going to course correct. I'm going to adjust.
Yes. And it's almost a gift. And it's why I call it radical gratitude, which, by the way, we looked this morning. My radical gratitude TEDx talk is over 50,000.
Went over 50,000 views. Got to get some more comments. I'm trying.
That is crazy.
I've been posting on LinkedIn, posting on Facebook
Thank
and
you,
Twitter.
Honey.
Just I want people to comment, but a lot of times in
That's
other
crazy.
Medias, you have to actually go to the YouTube app to comment.
I'm just grateful.
I'm grateful
so grateful
too.
And where I want to go with this is I feel like it all comes down to whether or not you believe. You have to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in the people around you. Believe in your circumstances. And like with Michael Jordan, I almost said Michael Jackson.
Well, Michael Jackson too.
sometimes those downfalls, pitfalls, those struggles, those rejections, sometimes those are actually gifts because it's fuel. It's rocket fuel, don't you think?
It is.
And so...
It depends on how you take it. It's the meaning that you put on it.
There you go. You have to change the perception.
I can either
sometimes.
Say, this means I'm a failure, or this means that I've got something else I need to work harder at. I've got something else I need to do to make myself better.
Yeah, it all comes down to the questions we ask ourselves when we hit those
little obstacles.
Those obstacles.
Because we're going to get hit with obstacles. It's just a given. All energy meets other energy. And
so
we're
that
going
inner
to
voice, when it says, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I just got rejected. those are disempowering.
Yes.
Those are comments or questions that will take you in the downward spiral. But if you do exactly what Jason just said and ask yourself, how is this helping me? What is this teaching me?
How can I grow? How can I be better?
Yeah. What is God trying to tell me right now? How is this making me better?
What did I learn from this?
How lucky am I? Raise your vibration. Get into that gratitude. Then all of a sudden, it starts taking you into an upward spiral. And you can actually use that energy and almost dance with it. It's like dancing with the fear, dancing with the... And you transmute it. And then that energy actually will...
Yeah, you get to use that energy.
A rocket. And it will catapult you.
Yes.
That's what it does. But it all comes down to what you believe.
And one thing I love about the Michael Jordan story is the way his parents and his mom in particular supported him and saw in him his greatness.
Oh, it was his mom, Dolores.
And lifted him up.
It's like the Sheila and the Davids and the Patricks that come here every day and lift us up.
Yes.
They believe it. You believe in us. That's what happens.
Well, it's when you see the greatness and when you see, hey, there is potential here and nothing's going to stop this machine. Nothing's going to stop what's happening here. And we want to be a part of that and we're going to facilitate that. And it's beautiful when that all comes together. And when people get behind a movement and a motion.
Yes.
Crazy things can happen.
It's the Julins. I see you, Julin. I see you. In fact, I was checking out your plates this morning. Oh, Marilyn's here too. I was checking out Julin's Facebook page this morning though, and I saw some pictures of her and her mom, Marcy, who I grew up with. So it made me all warm and fuzzy. I'm in my warm and fuzzy sweater this morning because Jason and I was showing Jason some of my writing that I've been doing. And we broke out into tears, didn't we?
Yeah. I don't get to read the book prehand until the end, but I got a couple glimpses and it was
We were having moments. So yeah, forgive me for kind of not being put together this morning, but we were having a few little...
It was really good.
Yeah, you liked it?
It was very deep. It was very... it was full-bodied.
Full-bodied. It was very Kardashian. My book is very Kardashian.
I was super impressed because it went through some very touching and very emotional moments. And the growth through the moments.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Which was, it was so powerful. And these are like double goosebumps because I could see how that totally relates through life.
I hope so. I sometimes feel like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself because I want it to be my story. And I want to bring a fun and storytelling vibe to it to make it a little bit entertaining, but I also want to make it real and relatable. However, I also want it to help people. I also want it to be something that can be of use. So that's a very fine line because when you start trying to reach out to publishers and they immediately want to know, which category does your book fit in?
Right.
Is it going to be a self-help book?
Is it a comedy? Is it a drama?
Yes.
Is it a horror?
Is it inspiration? Is it motivation?
Is it education?
Yes. They want to put it in a box. And that's one thing that
Don't put me in no box.
I always say, don't put me in a box. I don't fit in a box. And there's no box.
There's no box.
Don't you know that?
It's hard to wrap if there's no box.
But I do want to say, I believe in this journey that we've been on, and I thank you. I thank you for believing in me because that's important. Sometimes I do know that throughout this journey, there's been times where I have wavered slightly, and the problem with that is that people can read that energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And back to the Jordan story, I feel like, you know, once Michael decided, no, I'm a basketball player, this is what I'm going to do, his mom got on board 100%.
So
100%.
It's like driving a bus or driving a limo. So sometimes you're going to be like, I can't drive right now. And you need to have some people on that bus that say, hey, take a break. I'm going to take the wheel for a moment for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your job. Like, you're the driver of the bus. It's your job to just take your break for a minute, get your composure,
and
rethink
say,
about
I'm
things
back.
And say, all right,
this is my bus.
I needed a minute for me. I'm going to take the wheel again.
Yeah, so, you're right.
And that happens. Like, we're all human, right? So, you know, you figure out what your like Mark Twain said, the two most important days of a person's life are the day you're born, the day you figure out your purpose. So once you figure
out
that
purpose.
The day
you know why. The day you're born and the day you know why you were born.
And once you,
why you were put on this planet.
Once you have spent some time with yourself and really ask those deep questions that we take our clients through, once you find that out, you're going to have those moments of, can I keep this up? Can I keep going? Can I keep doing this? And is it right? Let go of the wheel for a minute, but make sure you've got the people behind you so they can take the wheel just to let you breathe, let you get recentered, refocused. And that's what coaches are for. And that's what that's what your right people
are
for, right? Just having the right people around you. That's why we love our community and we love
you having you guys with us. That's what morning coffee is for. Good morning, Mark.
So that we can take that wheel for you and say, I've got this for a second. Let's talk it through and then grab that dang wheel again and just go, because you've got this and the world needs you.
Pam says, we all believe in you, Jana. Oh, thank you. And I expect you to buy a book.
Buy one and we'll give you one. We'll sign it.
And Pam says his mom was his force. Yeah, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm telling you, Michael Jordan's mom literally put his contract with Nike on the line and said, yes, Michael's in, but there's one caveat. I believe Michael should have a percentage for every shoe that is sold. And Nike at that time was like, no, we just offered you our entire budget, more than we have ever offered any athlete of its kind. This contract is way outside the purview that we could ever possibly imagine. And now you're asking for more. And she literally said,
I believe
in my son, and I know you do too.
The other part of that is, so the industry just totally did not work that way. In the back end of business, to change the whole scope of figuring all that out, mathematically, tracking wise, had to be a nightmare for the whole industry. And they had to figure all that out for this one player.
But the more he believed in himself, it becomes contagious.
And they did it.
And the more other people start going, oh, you know what? We need to start looking at this guy. And then it just becomes like this vortex.
And it became a monster machine. I mean,
yeah, and the universe starts hopping on board. they were the ones that started it. It starts with God.
That's right.
It starts with God. And then it goes. Believe
starts
in yourself.
And ends.
Believe in the people around you. Believe in your circumstance. And believe that God is working through you, for you, and always in your favor. Have a great day, guys. Start living lucky. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.